third question about, you know, if the Acharya's teachings are for a particular aspect of our life, then will we need other Acharyas for other subjects? Yes, Prabhupada never claimed that he is going to give knowledge about physics or architecture or mathematics or whatever. In fact, what to speak of all these other subjects, even for the Bhagavatam, when the Vedic planetarium was to be made, when the devotees started asking many specific questions, Prabhupada said, you find a Vedic Pandit and ask him. So, Prabhupada, you know, it's only later that that we have put a halo of almost like omniscience around Prabhupada. Prabhupada never claimed that, that he was omniscient or anything like that. Prabhupada, so it's not that we have one Acharya in one part of our life and another Acharya in another part of our life. We have one Acharya who tells us the purpose of our life. And once we have learned that purpose, you know, to do the practical things for fulfilling that purpose, we may have to learn other things from different people. You know, there were devotees who were Prabhupada's servant and they drove Prabhupada. Now, Prabhupada did not teach them driving. Isn't it? They may have learned it from someone else. So now that devotee, I'll say one devotee knows driving. I'll say one devotee has learned computers. And then somebody, that other devotees also are using computers in our temple. So then that devotee teaches computers to others. Now how did that devotee learn computers? It was not from Prabhupada or the spiritual master. So if that devotee had learned it before coming from bhakti, from a non-devotee, and is now teaching devotees. And now we go to non-devotees and learn from non-devotees. What is the difference? See, we cannot really artificially equate the material and the spiritual. Even the Bhagavad Gita, Arjuna did not win the Kurukshetra war because of the knowledge of the Bhagavad Gita alone. He won the Kurukshetra war because of the knowledge of archery, which he had learned from Drona and he had perfected through a lifetime of practice. But the inspiration to fight the war, the motivation for fighting that war, that direction was given by the Bhagavad Gita. So the Bhagavad Gita doesn't claim to provide material knowledge. It provides spiritual knowledge about the purpose of our life. But how to fulfill that purpose? We require material knowledge. Now, what the problem can come if we are taking knowledge from material sources and then we start learning from them not only about how to do things, but which things to do. If we take from them the knowledge about the purpose of life, that will become a problem. But Jiva Goswami also says, Tattva Sandarbha itself, that there a large part of the Vedas is lost today. So normally when we talk about the material knowledge in the Vedas, we talk about karma kanda and it is for less intelligent people and we deride that quite often. But the fact is we have to live in the material world and material knowledge is required. So much of the knowledge for functioning in the material world that was given in the Vedas, that is not available today. So we may have to use other material knowledge. So material knowledge is not a replacement for spiritual knowledge. So whether we use Ayurveda or whether if you have to take treatment, whether I use Ayurveda or use allopathy, it doesn't matter. Whatever I take, I move forward in my life. So we have to be, so it's, you know, if I consider health, if I consider finances, if I consider, say, cycling or vehicle riding or building, construction, it's nobody expects that the pure devotee will give knowledge of these things. Sometimes the pure devotee may also give some insights, but it's not that they're going to give exhaustive knowledge of these things. But when we come to subtler things, say like say money management or relationships or say speaking, at that time we may say, can we get spiritual knowledge from, can we take this knowledge from other sources? Then it is, we have to be a little more careful in that. We can take, say for example, if you want to learn about sensitive speech. So now what is a matter of sensitivity in different ages may be different. So, we have to learn about the current culture to know what are their blind spots. And then we don't have to unnecessarily trigger their blind spots. So, we don't have to unnecessarily provoke them. So, that knowledge we may not get from scripture. So to some extent, some aspects of what sensitivity means, that we have to learn from the contemporary sources. So, it's not wrong in principle, but usually this has to be done cautiously, under guidance from seniors. And we shouldn't confuse the means and the ends. We get the ends of what we are going to do, what is the purpose of what we are doing, that from the Acharya. But the means, we may take from different sources. Now, if I am going to do online preaching, I am not going to learn about how to set up a website from Prabhupada's books. I may have to read some books for that purpose. So the more subtler the knowledge becomes, they can become knowledge of relationships or about speech, of good speaking, of sensitive speaking or that. Then the subtler it becomes, then often we take not only the techniques, but we may also take the goals. So we have to be more cautious. So the grosser the material knowledge, the easier it is to differentiate what is the means and what is the end. But the subtler the knowledge becomes, then the means and ends become often more tightly interwoven. And we may get a little confused. So never should, while taking material knowledge from any material sources, we shouldn't let our faith in those material sources supersede our faith in the Acharya with respect to the goal of life. Now, if I start learning English from Prabhupada's books, well, that's fine, Prabhupada's books are edited. But if I go to conversational English, one time when devotee Satsuru Maharaj writes in one of his books that when Prabhupada had used a word that was not there in the English dictionary only. So then one of the devotee editors, he said, and if a pure devotee has used the word, we should not change the pure devotee's word. We should change the dictionary. And get the word included in the dictionary. So then what happened is, they said, okay, the sentiment is fine, but let's go and ask Prabhupada. And they asked Prabhupada, was very practical, he said, change the word. So we don't have to over-exalt Prabhupada in a sentimental or a non... in a way that is not according to our tradition itself. So nowhere does our tradition say that an Acharya gives exhaustive knowledge about everything. No, Vishwanatha Chakra Thakur was living at a time when Muslims had just destroyed Vrindavan. But in the Bhagavatam commentary, he doesn't talk about how, you know, we should combat the Muslims. Just focuses on giving Bhagavatam. So that other knowledge can come from other sources. So Prabhupada is among the first Acharyas who integrates social commentary with spiritual scriptural commentary. And that is required to some extent because his audience is living in a society which is very different from the traditional society. So he has to give some social commentary. But a social commentary is contextual. And we don't have to absolutize that. So we can learn from other sources, but we can learn the means, not the ends, from other sources. Does that answer your question? Okay. I think...